Welcome back to You Make the Call. It's time for our weekly segment with John McClain of the Houston Chronicle.
All right, got John McClain on Tuesdays. Normally today, we have John McClain on this Wednesday at Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat. John, how you doing? Nice to hear from you. It's been a while.
As it is, and I'm doing great. Thank you very much. And it's amazing today. Players went out of a city. They go on social media and make a fool out of themselves. But Taco Charlton didn't get cut because of that. He was always going to get cut when Robert Quinn was ready to come back from his suspension.
All right. Now, that leads to what I've brought up a couple of different times, even as early as last Friday. Do you think, based on what we're starting to see with what Antonio Brown was able to make happen, what Jalen Ramsey will probably at some point help happen, Minkah Fitzpatrick, are we seeing anything, the NFL, a trend towards the NBA superpower-type teams that players start to dictate what's going on?
I don't think so, because number one, you don't see quarterbacks doing it. They're the most valuable players. In the NBA, you can win with a couple of new players. Doesn't happen in the NFL, just like it doesn't happen in baseball. Look at baseball. Mike Trout, $430 million, terrible team. Look at Manny Machado, terrible team. Bryce Harper, terrible team. Three highest paid players in baseball, none of them are in the playoffs. And in football, what Antonio Brown did was unprecedented. I don't see another player quitting on his team when they're trying to go to the playoffs, trashing his coach and his organization and his quarterback. Jalen Ramsey, I don't think he'll be traded. I think Doug Marrone will get fired after the season. They'll pay him a lot of money to stay. Minkah Fitzpatrick is an upstanding citizen who thought playing safety was not to his taking advantage of his ability. So he has to be traded. Fortunately for him, he played for Miami. Most teams would not do that. And so they traded him to Pittsburgh because they wanted that number one pick. So each situation is different. And in Charlton, he could say anything he wanted, and he didn't need to because he was gone because he was a wasted draft choice.
John, when it comes to Minkah Fitzpatrick in particular, does the Steelers move to you spending a first-round pick when, you know, to me, if your 37-year-old quarterback needs elbow surgery, you might want that pick to use on a quarterback. Does that mean that they feel good about Ben Roethlisberger going forward?
It must mean also they feel good about Mason Rudolph. You know, Ben Roethlisberger's surgery he's going to have on his elbow is not that serious. And he should come back strong. He said he wants to come back stronger than ever and continue his career. Well, what if Rudolph plays in the NFL like he played at Oklahoma State? You got James Washington there. All of a sudden, they could have a problem next season, but it would be a good problem. And I have no idea how Rudolph will play. You know, we got to see him at Oklahoma State throw it all over the place, but you don't know if he could duplicate it there. The Steelers obviously had Minkah Fitzpatrick rated really high to give up what could be a top 10 pick based on not having Roethlisberger and being what I think will be one of the worst teams in the league. But they think they got somebody in Rudolph, or they think, like you said, Paul, Big Ben will come back stronger than ever because they've taken a heck of a chance. And Fitzpatrick better play really well. I'm told he might have to play some safety in Pittsburgh, and that's what got him out of Miami.
That's interesting. And, John, my goodness, there was nearly carnage this past weekend with Roethlisberger on a non-contact deal. Drew Brees was contact, but it was kind of something that it could happen to any quarterback at all. I watched Atlanta-Philadelphia. Was that a Monday night, or, Paul, was that Sunday? Sunday night, that was as violent a game. It like reminded me of an old-school game. Guys coming off the field left and right. Was that one of, and I know that injuries happen, was that one of the more disruptive injury-wise weekends you've seen in quite some time?
It was, and what makes it so unusual is so early in the season. Those guys didn't have a preseason. most of them didn't play, and if they did, it was a cup of coffee. So now they're getting beat up early in the season, which tells me they should spend more time getting hit in preseason to get them in football condition. Now, some of those injuries, Drew Brees' thumb injury, that happens to quarterbacks all the time when they're followed through, when they hit a helmet or a shoulder pad. And the Ben Roethlisberger is unusual because he didn't get hit. He just threw the ball and grabbed his elbow like a baseball pitcher. So between Sam Darnold's mononucleosis and Andrew Luck's retirement, it's amazing what's happened so early. And then you wonder why an official would have such a horrendous call on a legitimate sack by Bradley Chubb, because they're told to be to err on the side of caution when it comes to quarterbacks.
John, Cam Newton obviously going to have to sit down for a while because of his injury. Do you think that this is something the Panthers need to make him sit down for a while and get truly healthy? Because I don't know if he has been since last year. And also, do you think you could rock those scarves like he does?
Somebody said that if he wanted to be taken seriously, he shouldn't be dressing up like Aunt B and wearing those scarves on his hair and stuff. And the best thing about him, if he doesn't play, we won't have to see him at the post-game podium dressing up like somebody's grandma. And I feel bad for him because since his MVP season of 2015, he has not been the same quarterback. And he's tough. He still gets hit. He plays hard. But it's obvious something is wrong with him physically, and it might be beyond his ankle, could be his shoulder. But when you have a foot injury and you can't plant, you tend to have problems with your mechanics, which means you're going to be off target. And in that game Sunday night, my goodness, he looked like he'd never completed a pass.
Yeah, he did. You wonder. He made a comment after the game, and I didn't get to hear it, so I'm not sure if I just heard a part of it, that he had to kind of, like, retrospectively look inside. I don't know if he was talking about the injuries or the player he is now. Do you see anything in him that he might just be fed up and ready to walk away from the game?
I don't think so, David. I think he makes too much money. Quarterbacks. Andrew Luck was different. I mean, Andrew's a different kind of guy, but he was hurting physically so bad it started to get to him mentally. And most of those guys now want to play into their 40s. What Newton needs is to get healthy. And if they have to sit him down for 6 weeks, sit him down for 6 weeks. His team is terrible, and that has something to do with how many times he gets hit, but he hasn't tempered the way he plays. You know, he's 6'5", weighs about 255. He runs a lot. He takes a lot of shots. And at his age, that he's been in the league 8 years. That's a lot of wear and tear on that big body.
I just brought up a stat that's pretty staggering. Jeff Luhnow, the general manager of the Astros, they had three consecutive 100-loss seasons. And now they're on the verge of three consecutive 100-win seasons, plus they have the trophy, and now they're trying to get another one. And they're set up for long-term success, and they even added new young talent this year. Is he someone that's appreciated a lot down in the Houston area?
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves Jeff Luhnow. He's not big with the media. He stays in the background. A.J. Hinch, everybody loves him. They've done a fabulous job. I went to the game last night, braved the rain, and to watch Yordan Alvarez and think what he could have done if he'd have been up the first 2 months of the season to go along with their other players. They got a really good team. And if there's an undoing against the Yankees or maybe the Dodgers if they get to the World Series, it would be their bullpen. But Jeff Luhnow, he makes a lot of moves, and he's gotten players from other teams that haven't done anything because of their analytics department. And they see things that they think they can make work, and more often than not, it does.
Paul, anything else? Thank you, John. Appreciate it as always, John McClain. Hey, are you going to be at the game against